Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to All About Guitar with Jeff Willow, only on LA Talk Radio.
Amazing instrument. It has developed into an incredible voice in today's music. So many types of guitars, so many styles of playing, all sorts of gear. How does one make their voice be heard as a guitarist? My name is Jeff Floro and welcome to All About Guitar, where we talk tone, we talk technique, we talk gear. Where we discover how we can become better musicians in a world of constantly changing technologies. Where we take a good look at everything guitar. And sometimes not exactly guitar, but just as important. So we can be more successful as a musician in today's music scene. So sit back and relax, and let's explore All About Guitar. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to All About Guitar. We have a great show for you tonight. As you can possibly see on the Facebook live stream, maybe it's hidden by my monitor, but we have a lot of little toys in here that are very cool. One of them is this little box here. It's a mixer for your iPhone or Android. And we also have a couple of other products, and these are from Roland. My guest is Jeremy Gardner from Roland US. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
And also Gary Rodenko, who's trying to do a Facebook Live off of his page. But Gary's here too, and actually, thank you, Gary. I see your face on your Facebook Live. But anyway, he introduced me to Jeremy. And what originally the conversation was about was doing Facebook Live has become more and more important for groups and stuff to kind of show themselves and becoming more popular, especially even on this show. It's much more popular. People like to see what we're doing and stuff. I also want to introduce my guest musicians, Alan Riva on guitar and Doug Moore on bass. You've seen Doug here. He's hung out at the show a lot and helps me move things around and stuff. And Doug's lovely wife is off camera, but she's over there, Rosalind. And anyway, we were talking about this, and one of the problems is especially in a loud venue, when you use your iPhone or whatever, like for example this one, it uses the microphone from the phone, and that breaks up real easy and gets really distorted, and you get terrible sound. So I was complaining to Gary, like, Gary, you know, we need something that can go line in. I need something that can go line in to take from the PA board. And he said, I have just the thing. And he showed me this Go Mixer, and it's really cool. So we're going to try in a little bit. I'm going to talk about these different products, but we're going to go through these different products. But we're going to try another Facebook Live, a small stream from my All About Guitar with the Go Mixer. And then I'm going to key in, since I'm using all the inputs on the board already, I'm going to use my iPod as a line out going in, like if it was music or the band playing. So it'll be able to demonstrate how the mixer works and stuff, so that you can if you're in a rehearsal or something like that, you're rehearsing your band, you can mic everything, put it through the PA, and actually use the feed from the PA as your sound for your Facebook live stream, which is very, very cool. And then also, too, Jeremy said he was going to bring down some cool stuff that Roland made. One of them's pretty new, a digital recorder and a digital multi-track recorder. So let's start first, Jeremy, with the Go Mixer. So kind of give us a rundown of this as I start setting this up, because I'm going to start a Facebook live feed.
Well, I mean, it's designed to be a dead simple product. Roland identified a need to have professional audio with all the videos and all the live streaming that was occurring And so in January, we released this product, and basically it's a very inexpensive and easy way to get professional level audio into your videos and your live streams, and it works with Android and iPhone, like you mentioned. Super simple setup. It's one cable. The same cable that you plug into your phone is the power cable for the device, so it is powered by your phone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's got a little mini mixer on it. It's got a line-in capability left and right. It's got a mini plug line-in. It's got a microphone in, like a dedicated high-impedance microphone in, and then it's also got an input where you could put a guitar or a sublime-level instrument. And a little interface so that you can mix all those together. And then when you begin recording with an iPhone, for instance, it automatically is routed to the video audio. And so as you hit record, just as you normally would do, instead of using your iPhone microphone, you're using whatever microphone or whatever instrument you've got connected to the Go mm-hmm. Mixer.
Now, I have it hooked up into the... I need to set it up for... the instrument in. So right now the two instrument ends are going...
So this is your input level right here.
Okay, so I'm going to turn on the iPhone so that... and I'm just going to put something on. I'll put the... I think I have on here the theme. I'll set this up so that now I can't hear the live feed right this minute mm-hmm. from my second phone. So I'm going to go to... hold on a second. It's not...
While you're doing that, there's also a couple other features of the unit that are interesting. One of them is called a center cancel, and that works kind of like a karaoke.
Go ahead and grab this and yep. show it to him, and I'll have the second.
So if you plug in, it's got a little picture of a device there, but let's say you've got some song on your iPhone that you want to sing to. If you engage center cancel, it does a pretty reasonable job of eliminating the vocal from that recording
wow.
so that you can karaoke, basically. or you can use it like you're using it as a backing track.
Okay, I'm going to play now, and I'm playing in the device. Now, we won't hear this on the main feed here at LA Talk Radio, but what I'm playing right now is the theme that what you heard in the opening, mm-hmm. and I'm running that right now into this system.
Is so it I playing think, now?
Yeah, it should be. Are you getting anything?
Well, it's not peaking, but...
you want me to put it up full?
Yeah, turn it up.
Okay, it's up full blast.
Yep, that's peaking now.
Okay, so you're getting... Okay, I'm going to bring it down a little bit.
So basically, that's one way to do it. A more simplified version would be, you know, whomever is live streaming, they would have a microphone plugged into it.
Yes.
They'd be talking, and it would be something that's thoughtless. You're not even worried about it. It's just replacing the microphone of your iPhone, which everybody knows. It does a reasonable job, but it's certainly not high-end, high-quality audio. This allows you to have that, and it's unbelievably
Well, the cool
affordable.
Thing is that you can use alternate than the microphone on your little camera on, you know, when you're doing Facebook Live, because that's limiting. Unless it's like a quiet situation like right now, you can hear everybody talking, it's fine. But if, you know, if there's a Marshall cranked in the background, there's just no way.
So, and we have a device for that as well, which we'll get into a little later. But, yeah, there's a, you know, let's... You can't oversimplify this product. It's meant to be for anybody to use, any level of user, any level of musicianship, someone who's just speaking, someone who's not a musician at all. Just plug this into your phone and go. Go Mixer.
Mm-hmm. So very, very cool. So I'm going to let this run for a little bit, and I'll check it later to see. I've got to make sure that if by chance I'm not getting audio, I think I am.
Yeah, I could turn it up here. This is the master fader, and then this is the channel fader.
Because it mutes, I think, when it does Facebook Live, so I can't hear what's coming out of this right now. So I'll double check it. If by chance it doesn't work, I'll do another Facebook Live with it and make sure that the...
I think I mentioned also, but Android or iPhone, and it comes with everything you need. So it comes with the cables. It comes with the Go Mixer. It comes with great instructions. Mm-hmm. It's a no-brainer.
I'm scanning around so everybody can see everybody in the studio. So, yeah, there he is. So, anyway, okay. So, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to finish this now and stop this Facebook Live, this extra one. Mm-hmm. You can catch this on the All About Guitar Facebook page. So, I'm going to let it stop. It's ending now, and I will save it and post it. So it's posted there. So I'll take a listen, make sure that we're getting audio from there. Now, So this is just one of the things. I mean, they're doing some really interesting stuff. And the next thing I want to talk about is this little guy. He's pretty tiny, but it's a digital recorder. And, you know, it's a good size. It lasts for a long time. The battery will last a long time. And there's two mics in here.
15 hours.
And 15 hours. So tell us a little bit about this, because there's some cool functions on it.
So I love this product. This product we released at the 2018 show, winter show. And it's, you know, we've been making field recorders for some time. Mm-hmm. And we've made super high-end ones. We've made super expensive ones, mid-level. This particular one I would consider to be a very affordable unit. But it's got some very unique features. One of them that I love, you know, sometimes when you're making a recording and the band gets real into it or the subject gets into it, they can tend to be too loud and it can distort your recording. This is making two recordings at one time. There's the recording that you've set up, and then there's a discrete lower input recording that's also recording at the same time. And so if this happened to distort or peak, we would have a secondary recording that's recorded at a lower level. We could dump this into any DAW, basically, and we could either cut in the undistorted version so that we don't have any distortion in our recording, or we can put this in a mode where it automatically, when it detects distortion, switches to that lower recording, and then mm-hmm. switches back when it goes over that threshold or under that threshold.
Now, is that the difference between the two recordings? Is that adjustable?
It can be. So you can do two wave recordings. You could do a wave and an MP3 recording. So there's
But I mean in terms of the level.
The second level is, I don't believe it's adjustable. I'd have to check that. But I know that it's at a significantly lower input level than the original one.
Okay.
The original one is obviously adjustable. The other, there's a couple of great things about it. The other thing I really like about this, though, is its Bluetooth connectivity. So I can control this if my kid was at a recital. I could set this up, I could be in the audience, and I could Bluetooth with my iWatch or my iPhone or my Android, and I'd set up the recorder, start and stop it, do all that, including I could monitor it with a pair of Bluetooth headphones. So you can actually hear what's going on stage in your headphones from the audience, all wireless. Super great for connectivity, super great to just, you know, make sure that you're getting what you intended to get. Mm-hmm. Really a great feature. Super portable. Really great microphones, great pre. It just sounds fantastic.
Have you played with the microphones on this a lot?
Well, I've used them. I haven't played with them.
Can you adjust the pattern?
On this one, I don't believe you can. You would have to use our... Although, let me just go into the menu and double-check that. I'm actually recording this right now, so I think I have to stop my recording menu. Recorder. It's also super easy to use.
It has like a rocker switch on it so that it follows the menu, you can move around and it's easy to...
Another thing I'll mention as I'm going through these parameters, built-in metronome. So if you go to somebody's house, you want them to lay down a track for your home studio that's at your house, put this in front of their acoustic guitar, give them the tempo of your song, let them perform it, and then you've got it here, you bring it home, mm-hmm. you do your thing. Sample 96K, record 24-bit. No, I don't think you can change the pattern. I don't see that, but I'll get back to you on that. It's possible. On our higher-end machines, you can.
Yeah. Because some of them do them without actually moving the mic. They do some type of phase thing where they, For example, I mean, I'm using an older recorder right now that I have tapped to the board, and I always record a safety. That I'm running right now, right off of the board, in case, you know, we've had any place you can have a power outage or whatever, or something happens, the computer goes down where they're recording, even though this place has a very good redundant system, but it's been cases where things went down. So I always record a safety, and I'm running it off of these little field recorders are great. And the size of this thing, it's really small. It's like, it's a little smaller than my, here's my... my iPod, so it's even smaller than my iPod.
It will also accept an external mic as well. So if you did have a mic with a different pattern that terminated in the correct plug, you could plug that in And you can tell this whether you're plugging in a stereo mic or a mono mic.
Oh, so it does use a stereo one, so you can use that.
Yeah, like a camera mic.
Now, one other thing, I don't know if they do, that they might, because this is designed more for music people. Is there a wind filter for this?
I think we do make a little, it's like a little spongy thing that will go right over the top. It also has a built-in tuner, by the way. I mean, they thought of everything on this thing. It's really, really cool.
It's really designed for the musician. That's definitely. That's
unbelievably affordable.
And it uses an SD card, and I guess I think it's 32 gigs.
Up to 32 gigs.
15 hours on a, I mean, even if you weren't using this for music and you're taping a lecture or something, you can easily do a 4-hour lecture on this puppy really easy.
Yeah, and if you do an MP3, then you could actually record for 1 million minutes. That's not true. I made that up.
You can record for a couple of days, that's for sure.
A long time.
Yeah, you can
really a great product. I've enjoyed using it.
And what's the list on this?
These are very technical questions, but they go for about $230.
$230. That's not bad for a full digital recorder.
Yeah.
Now, I mentioned something, too, and I'm going to hold Gary to it. I mentioned in the blurb that if you go to the Bass Exchange and say something, you can get a discount. So we have to decide on what they need to tell you. So what do you want it to be? You need to hear him more. Okay, but go ahead to your mic. What do they need to say when they come into the Bass Exchange to get a discount on Roland?
Tell us Digital Recorder LA Talk Radio.
Okay, Digital Recorder LA Talk Radio, and he'll give you a discount on all the Roland products that we're mentioning here. And if you really nudge him, he'll probably give you a discount on a couple other things like some basses and some amps and stuff. He's really easy. You can push. He's a great pushover. You go, hey, give me a deal. He'll give you a deal. So this is really cool. And the interface that you see on here, I can't show this to you. You have to go look on the website, which is www.roland.com/US. And take a look at it. It's really intuitive. Now, what's this rehearsal mode?
The rehearsal mode, I believe, is how you set up the level. So, you know, we also want to make this simple for everybody to use, not just the musician. So it looks like it's doing it right now, automatically adjust to whatever the input level is of the things it's recording. So if you weren't, I mean, I'm kind of winging it right now because I haven't used this mode, but it looks like if you weren't necessarily adept at setting levels, that type of thing, and a rehearsal mode. You
can see it's adjusting with us talking.
Yeah, it says adjusting, and it's taking a little bit of time to do what its thing. And then I think it will be ready to go.
And it just goes, and it'll go into record.
Completed, and now it's ready.
So if you have, you know, you have it put back behind, you know, like 20, 30 feet from the stage at a club or something like that, and they're doing a sound check or something, you can just hit that, and it'll adjust it for you.
Exactly right. And I'm just looking
That's
through
very
here
cool.
to see.
It's intelligent.
It's really been a fun thing to use, and I imagine that there's some features that I haven't got into, but I will tell you that because it's so easy to use and I'm going through the parameters here, I think that that's about everything.
For a straightforward digital recorder, you know, you just want to record some thoughts of things, you just put it right in front of you. You can do that adjust where it does that rehearsal
mode, yeah.
Like, for example, Alan sitting at home writing or something like that, and he can just record all of that stuff and have a record of it.
It's all about getting that great level for your recordings. I've actually been working with a girl who's been singing on my recordings, and she sent me a recording. You know, it's just her voice. And the level was very low, and it was extremely noisy.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't have happened with the RO7, right? She could have just hit rehearsal mode, and she didn't know how to set up. Obviously, she didn't know how to set it up, but this makes it really quite simple for everybody to use. I really love this product.
Now, is there a limiter on there?
Yes. So the limiter is how they do the mode in which it will automatically switch to a lower level if it starts to overdrive or peak. That limiter is coming in real quick at some threshold, bringing it down a bit and then bringing it back up. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there is a limiter. I did mention it does the dual recording. So you have two recordings happening at one time. And it's just a way to just, you know, have that confidence that, yeah, I got that performance. Yeah, it's not going to sound terrible. It's going to sound great. Even if the band was really going and I was in the audience, I couldn't move the recorder away from the the bass player who's really digging in, it doesn't matter. You can control it from the audience. It's got the built-in backup. It's pretty great.
So this was the newest one that you've released.
Yeah, three
what
colors.
Else, what else do you have besides the...
So we have a product that I actually just got on my sample count called an R44, which is it's about, you know, the size of... It's about the size of this iPad, mm-hmm. But it's not as thin. And it takes four microphone ends. It's not necessarily a built-in field recorder, but it does have a ton of great features. We have all sorts of great recording products that will help musicians and non-musicians get digital audio into their computers. Really mm-hmm. fantastic. We also have, you know, this is the latest iteration of this, but we started with the R09. We had something called the R05. Now we have the R07. And all those other units were also fantastic in different ways. But this was the first one that we had that had the Bluetooth technology and also the two tracks being recorded at one time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Bluetooth is handy for
really great.
To monitor remote.
And it also works with the iWatch, I read, which I don't know if that's still a thing, but if it is, you can control
it with that. A lot of people use
that.
iWatches. Yeah. It's not... there's also an Android watch. I'm wondering if it works on
I'm
the
sure
Android.
That it does. I would be surprised if it didn't, I should say.
But this for the money, this is really just handy to have. And in general, any type of recorder, anytime you need to document.
And there's one more great feature. I talked about it, streaming audio, so you don't need to have your headphones connected to it. But it also has a built-in speaker. So you can actually make a quick recording, check the level if you're obsessing, which I like to do. I obsess over everything. And you can hear, it's these three, that's the speaker yeah. there. And you can hear back what you just did and make sure that it is as it should be.
Well, let's see. Let me hear if I can hear it. Is it on the speaker? He's going through the menu. I don't know the menu.
I'm making the recording right now. La, la, la. Hello, hello.
So it's hearing us now.
Yeah,
okay.
And now I'll play it back. And, of course, I don't know how to use the speaker because I've always got headphones hooked up. Player. Oh, and you can change the speed of your recordings, too, it looks like.
Speaker very speed.
On.
Very cool.
Volume. There we go.
Alan, you can sound faster than you ever imagined.
All right. No manual necessary, by the way, so this should work now. Push play.
Yeah, it's hard to show you here on the show, but the GUI is real intuitive. The menus and stuff, how to get through stuff, it's pretty easy to use.
All right, so we're making the recording right now. Hello, hello. And if I stop it, push play.
Making the recording right now. Hello, hello.
You can hear it, yeah. It's good enough to monitor it just to catch what you need to catch.
You could just see if you made a miscalculation if you didn't use the rehearsal mode, you know. You could just hear it back. Very simple. So, I've had devices I wish they had a speaker on them, you know. So this one does.
It is, yeah. If you want to know if you're getting sound or not, to do a quick test, it does make a difference. And it's really small. I mean, like, he has it on this little lanyard. So you can just hang on to it. But it's really... it fits right in your pocket, and it totally interfaces with everything.
And I might mention, Roland put a lot of R&D a few years ago into, the whole idea of being mobile with music was something that Roland was championing and still does. A huge percentage of our products run on batteries. And we invested in really trying to make the most efficient products and extending battery life. So knock on wood, our products last the longest on batteries, and this one, at 15 hours is mind-blowing.
Well, you were mentioning before the show that Roland was talking with a battery company to how to...
That's exactly right. So I don't want to mention the company, but it's a big one. And as reps, we all got chargers and rechargeable batteries from that company. So I really liked that. That was awesome. I've got like three chargers at home and maybe 100 AA's. So I really liked it. But what came out of it was, we really figured out how to get super efficient with battery power. And obviously, if you're a musician and you're familiar with Boss pedals, we've been using batteries with our products forever. But now we have keyboards that can run on batteries. We've got little PA systems that are incredible, that are battery powered, run on 8 AA's.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Very loud. Over 100 SPL. so extremely loud. And they'll run for, 9 hours. It's pretty amazing.
That's amazing.
Drum set, electronic drum set,
yeah.
Runs on batteries, crazy.
I remember in the old days, Gary might remember this, those old Shure PA systems that were just clunky and huge. And we're not that loud. Now you can get something that's twice as loud as that and runs on batteries.
Get your listeners to check out the BA330. It is incredible. It's a little compact PA. Sounds fantastic. Runs on batteries. Crazy. Double A batteries. Go to 7-Eleven.
Now, what does this one use on it?
Double A's.
Double A's.
Yeah.
So that's...
Double A's. And people always ask me, rechargeable? Well, yeah, if you buy rechargeable batteries.
It'll handle it.
Absolutely.
So it can use either or. But if you have rechargeables in this, can you charge it through the USB?
No, you got to take them out and charge it.
Take them out and charge it. And the USB is just to connect to the files, or can...
Yeah, USB would be file management.
Can you power by USB?
That's a great question, but I don't think so.
Okay.
But I could be wrong. Never know, but I'm pretty sure it's just file management.
Just for batteries. So, no, that's interesting. Yeah, the BA330.
Yeah.
Now... Let me ask you, in terms of the battery efficiency, compared to the older models, is there a dramatic difference in the battery life?
Well, we've been working on battery life for some time. So it's been a feature of our products for, when you say older models, it's tough to figure out. Much older models, maybe, but older within the last 5 to 7 years, they all have pretty great
battery
life.
They're pretty
good. Yeah.
They're pretty good.
And the pedals have always had fantastic battery life, so... If battery life is a concern, Roland is definitely, as far as I know, on the absolute forefront of efficiency.
Mm-hmm. No, this 15 hours, this is great. With Bluetooth, that's pretty amazing. So, well, let's go to the big boy.
Sure.
The multi-track recorder, and this is the BR800.
Yeah, the BR800. This is a...
Lift up a little higher above so they can see it.
Maybe over a little.
Yeah, there we go.
So this product, Roland is a company, Roland and Boss, they're the same company, really create legacy instruments, legacy products for musicians, been around for a long time. One of the first digital recorders was a BR product back in a long time ago, basically, but I had it was called the BR8. It used... zip disks, if you guys remember those, the big hard plastic.
I remember the zip disks.
Yeah, 100 megabyte zip disks, and you could record on those. And this was, God, when was it? The 80s, mid-80s, I guess. And we also had the VS recorder line, which was extremely popular before computers. And so, I grew up using hardware or a dedicated recording system. And I think at this point with Roland and Boss, we're certainly not saying that you shouldn't use your computer to record. I've got Pro Tools. I think that everybody would agree that computer recording and DAWs are critical. We're not saying either or. We're saying both. So this is a great product to have, battery operated, by the way. And I can take it anywhere. If I feel inspired while I'm driving, well, that'd be a bad idea. But let's say I'm at the beach or, sometimes, who knows, wherever you might go. You can just bring this along. I call it a guitarist companion because it's got great effects built in for guitars. But what it gives you is 8 tracks of recording and 64 V-tracks. And V-tracks are virtual tracks. Basically, the idea is that you can comp your mix with the best takes of up to 64 tracks that you've recorded. So you really don't have to ever lose an idea. Obviously, no tape, so no sound degeneration. Built-in effects, like I said. Built-in mastering effects also. So the actual recording you produce at the end, you can use our mastering effects to make it sound incredible. 4 simultaneous records, built-in drum machine, and they're Boss effects, by the way. So it's basically like having every Boss pedal. It's pretty killer. And so we've got these very talented musicians. We're just going to make a quick recording.
What's the... I got to ask you this because I forgot about this, but I was thinking about this. What technically, I know besides the guitar pedals, Boss makes the pedals, but what's the technical difference between Roland and Boss?
The Boss brand has always been more focused for guitar players.
Okay.
And Roland, in my estimation, has been really a keyboard, a synth company first, or used to be. Now people are surprised when I tell them that electronic drums are probably our most... maybe not our biggest business, but one of them. Obviously, wow. Digital pianos is a huge.
Well, your V drums are to die for.
Yeah, the V drums are the best, and the pianos are the best too, by the way. But since we're talking about what's the best, I think it's all the best, to be honest with you. The best guitar pedals for sure. Roland is everything that we make is extremely musical. So I've never heard anybody say that, that Roland product wasn't up to snuff for musicians. This is stuff mm-hmm. that you can rely on to get the job done. We're not leaning on the flavor of the month. We're always in flavor. It's a great company and a real commitment to R&D and to creating products that help musicians be more expressive and get their ideas out. And, you know, it's been very satisfying to work there. Now, I've been there for 18 years, by the way.
What effects are in this?
It's got everything. So it's got stuff for guitar players, all sorts of from distortions to everything. It's got stuff for bass players. It's got effects for vocalists. It's got reverbs, delays. Really everything you could.
And they're all from the pedals, the same.
Well, they're all made by Roland and Boss, so they all share that common heritage, yeah. Really an amazing product. And for the value, to be portable, to have all those things, to be able to have a product that's great for a singer, great for a bass player, great for a guitar player at this price point, it's unbelievable, and at this quality. Also, it has built-in mics, so... built-in stereo mic. You don't even need to plug a microphone into it. If you've got a jam going and you have a vocalist there, she could just sing, and you could actually capture that discreetly or as a group recording. Pretty awesome product.
And I see it has COSM.
Yeah, COSM. I love talking about COSM. So COSM is our core technology, and I don't want to go too far on a tangent here, but basically, let me just take a sip of this water. COSM. Is probably one of the greatest things that we ever came out with, and it stands for Composite Object Sound Modeling. Mm-hmm. And the way that I describe it is with a guitar amp. So when you play through a modeled guitar sound, let's just say it's a twin reverb. So we have something that I call front-end modeling, which means you put a microphone in front of an old twin reverb, and you kind of capture somehow, and that's up to the engineers, but you capture the essence of that sound. And then you apply that to the sound of your guitar, and you have a reasonable facsimile of a twin reverb. But what Roland did with COSM is we broke down an actual twin reverb to the component level. So we modeled or figured out the impact of the sound of every component in that sound chain, from the input jack, through the preamp, through the volume knobs, through the all the capacitors, all the tubes, everything, all the way to the speaker. All those components have a value. And when we reassemble, for instance, Fender twin parts in a computer after breaking it down at the component level, we put those components together, the only sound you can produce is a twin reverb sound. If you use Marshall parts and model the individual components of a Marshall preamp, Marshall guitar amp, and you put those together in the computer, you could only get a Marshall sound. If you did an acoustic grand piano and modeled every component of a grand piano and then reassembled the computer, you could only get a piano sound. So in doing it that way, what you get is the subtleties of that instrument or that amplifier. So for instance, with a COSM guitar model of a Marshall, when you, our competitors, they didn't model the clean Marshall sound. They modeled the distortion sound. That's the iconic sound. But when you ease off your guitar volume, what happens? It's the distortion sound softer, lower. Mm-hmm. With a Roland model, when you turn down your guitar volume on a screaming Marshall model, it does what the amp would do. It doesn't get clean, but it cleans up. And you can actually have a tremendous amount of control with a volume knob because of this COSM component object sound modeling. Mm-hmm. So the idea of COSM and the importance to our company, it can't be understated. It's a core technology.
Yeah, and it's not just amps. They have they've done the same thing with different guitars. The VG system is a perfect example of that.
You're exactly right.
And it gets that type of, it's, the VG system is impressive. And there's even a guitar that I think is a Fender with the VG pickups.
That's correct.
You don't even have to plug your guitar in. You could literally... And what is very cool about it, I like pickups, I like amps, I'm a traditional guy. But let's say I'm in a room like here, it's not too bad here, but these are fluorescent lights, so you have a lot of noise. If I had a single coil pickup, his bass is shielded. This is an acoustic guitar, so you're not getting a lot of interference. But if I brought in a single coil guitar, it could buzz a lot. But using the virtual version of that, there's no buzz because there's no interference.
And I'll mention, people will sit down at our Roland pianos, for instance, or drum sets is another good example, and they'll have a great experience. And you can't necessarily put your finger on why that was so great or why they preferred it necessarily to another digital piano. And they don't know the technology story necessarily. They just know that they liked it. And that is the reason why. It's the subtleties that you get with this component object sound modeling or this modeling capability, the little stuff that it's not stuff you can even hear necessarily. It's what you feel it. It's part of the
the
dynamics.
The V-drums, they have great samples. I mean, Roland has great sound samples. I have a Roland Phantom X that I use a lot.
I love that product.
And but the thing is that what impressed me more of the V-drums is the feel of the drum. It feels like a regular drum, even though it's...
You're talking about the physical feel of it.
The physical feel, and that, to me, is what attracts most of the people to them, is it feels right. And even the cymbals that are triggered, they're not real cymbals, but they respond closer to, like, an original cymbal.
We just released a product called a TD-17, and I could use that as an example, but the TD-50, which is our top of the line... It's a it combines modeling and some of the lower ones do too, modeling and sampling. So you get the benefit of a great sample, but also I call it the seasoning. You know, you get the seasoning with the modeling technology, so you get the real strainer sound, or you get the ability to, you know, if you hit the drum in the center versus, it's funny, I'll finish that thought, but if you're a bad drummer on a Roland electronic set, you may not sound that great. You know, most electronic sets, they are very forgiving. But ours are, it's a virtual drum set, a V-drum set, virtual drums. It's like a real drum set. So when I play the drums on a V-drum set, terrible, right? Because I'm not a great drummer. But a great drummer, oh my God, makes it sound incredible.
Where you hit, like on the snare in the center, is a different sound than on
Absolutely.
The side. And I would use the side for certain things. I would hit towards the rim of it.
And that's exactly right.
But
you get that choice with the Roland.
But that feel of that head, it springs back just like a regular head. And plus it's
tunable.
Dynamic. So when you play light, it triggers the light sample. When you hit it hard, it's like a drum.
And there's also other subtleties too. You know, when you tune your drums, obviously your high tom, it's got more tension than your low tom.
Yeah.
And that can't be approximated on a rubber pad. But with our drum sets, with the mesh heads, you can tune them up to the right feel. So all the subtleties, you know, listen, the sounds are great, but the performance counts too. It's the way that the products respond to a musician. That's the best thing for me about Roland products, is that people play them and they love them. And they, it doesn't even matter why, but I know why. It's because of this technology. It's incredible.
Yeah. Well, let's play with this guy.
Okay.
What I'd like to do is just show the different instruments, and then we were going to set up with a drum track.
Yeah.
And then what I'd like you to do is do it again, and what we'll do is we'll play with some, like, maybe flange the bass, play with a reverb on it or something on the guitar.
Well, what we'll do is we'll make the recording, and then we'll
Oh, you can do it in post. Okay.
Yeah, we'll do it in the post.
All right, so let's first of all, are you, go ahead and...
You ready?
Let me mute you. Okay, go ahead and plug it in. Now, he's plugging in from the headphone out of the... of the unit,
right.
And I have it coming into the board. So now we're going to hear it in here. So what do you want to do? We're going to actually have them record simultaneously.
Right.
But let's hear the bass a little bit, Doug.
And what I can do while we're listening to that, I'm going to engage the effects.
Okay. That sounds like a compressor.
Oh, it is. But we'll do that later. I changed it to the simultaneous record mode, so we don't have that ability.
No, but I noticed with the compressor, you just
it
brought it right
great.
In your face.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Okay, and then here's the guitar.
That sounds incredible, right?
That's also a good guitar.
Yeah, the playing doesn't hurt either.
All right, so now we're going to start with a drum track, and you're going to go ahead and...
we'll just give them a beat, and then...
And let's get... What I think we'll do is we'll let them play for about 2 minutes.
Okay.
Because what I'm going to do at the end of the show, because we're almost out of time, I'm going to play the recording as our music out.
Great.
Okay? So that'll be cool. And I'll let him mix it, put the stuff in there, and then we'll take that as our thing out.
Here we go. Ready, guys?
Very good.
All right.
And Alan did some cool stuff where he let things ring so you can play with that a little bit. Okay, so what he's doing right now is he's setting it up for mix mode. So there's his drums. And then we can hear when he starts processing what he's doing.
So I'll take the drums out now.
And mute before you bring the drums in, just play the guitar and then let's try some of the effects to it.
I'm still numb. I think I have to bounce this recording. I don't know if I'll be able to do that or not. Hang on a second. Let's see if I can do that. Like when I'm in that four record mode, I have to bounce it before I can apply those effects, it looks like. Hang on.
This part is hard to show because he's actually going through a bunch of menus. It's again, it's pretty intuitive. The GUI on it is pretty.
All right, so there simple. Is the effect. Let's see.
I'm thinking maybe use a phaser on him and then chorus the bass just to show it. And that should be pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm not,
and then a little bit of reverb.
It's giving
on.
Me this four-track mode. I think if we multi-tracked it, we would have had more luck with these effects. I don't see how I can add it from here.
Can you bounce it? Bounce it over.
Let me see.
Getting the compression.
Yeah, I hear the compression. Effects, I don't know where they're at. Yeah, this is how I would actually adjust for each of those effects. There's a phaser.
Leave that.
So here's the bass, here's the phaser, here's the drums. Drum machine is programmable, by the way. And there you have it. VR-800.
Well, we're out of time.
Can you believe it?
Talk about perfect timing. It's got about a minute or so left. So go ahead and set that up real quick so we can take us out with that. And while he's doing that, I'm going to just mention a couple of things here. His name is Jeremy Gardner, and it's www.roland.com/US. All the products are there, and you can check out all the stuff. And they're very – one thing that Roland's very cool about, you can download the manuals so you can take a look and see what the machine does and get a good idea of what's really going on there. And then also, too, Gary Rodenko over at www.baseexchange.com. And if you say
LA Talk Radio.
LA Talk Radio. No, did you just want to say LA Talk Radio? Just say LA Talk Radio. When you go in to see Gary, he will give you a discount on the Roland stuff. And I'm sure he'll give you a discount on some of the basses. He's got some very cool basses and amps there, too. So anyway, that's the Bass Exchange. All of these things are available over at the Bass Exchange. And I just think this stuff is really cool, and I think this is important now, especially since we're so social media and broadcasting, YouTube, all that stuff is becoming more important. You need to be able to get the music out there. In fact, I was talking to Alan about his music. You need to do more stuff live, to perform live, and these are the tools that allow you to do it, and they're fairly easy to use. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and thank you for having me. It was really fun. Appreciate it.
We ran out of time, but we need to go. There's much more to talk about.
Yeah, we have so many great products. If you ever wanted to get into, for instance, guitar synthesis, which is one of my favorite subjects, bass synthesis, we've got incredible devices.
We could do a show alone on COSM. I love COSM. Yeah. So anyway, those are the things. I'm going to take us out with our – thank you guys for playing –
Good plan, thank you.
You're okay now. You don't have to play now. You're off the hook. But we'll play the thing for you. But thank you, guys. Alan, Doug, Gary, Rosalind over there, and Jeremy. We'll definitely have you back for more stuff. There's so much stuff at Roland to cover. Everybody, have a great week. We'll see you next week. And I'll leave you with this recording.